How not to not answer a question. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The allegation is that last week, in the Twitter account of a college student in Seattle, a tweet arrived from the account of Representative Anthony Weiner, which included a photograph of male underwear clearly showing the outline of someone's long-form man certificate. Weiner said his account was hacked. His name would make him the obvious choice for such a hack. But if he's a hacking victim, why, when Dana Bash of CNN asked him, did he not answer her questions?
Dana, let me. I'm going to have to ask that we follow some rules here. And one of those is going to be U.S. questions. I do the answers. That seem reasonable?
I'd love to get an answer.
That would be reasonable, right?
You
do the questions. That would be reasonable. You do the questions. I do the answers, and this jackass interrupts me. How about that?
Temper.
Let me just.
He never did give an answer. Did he send the picture? No answer. Why do you follow the Twitter account of a college student? No answer. Now, we all know, because we've all been there, that when you diligently avoid answering a question that you could easily answer, you've given your answer. You've said, the secret I'm keeping is even more embarrassing than the spectacle of me standing here making a fool of myself. Representative Weiner is right about one thing. It is a stupid story, because how stupid would it be for a member of Congress to tweet a college student with happy underwear pictures to just say it's not you and that you've called the FBI? Could turn out there's a bug in the Twitter software that causes spontaneous tweeting of underwear pictures. And we thought cell phones were dangerous. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.